The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in today. Beautiful day. Great day for a show. So, of course, I'm sitting at the studio today and I'm freezing because the heater's not working, but it is a part of life and we're still in the winter. I guess tomorrow will be our first day of spring. I don't know if it's going to warm us up anymore, but as it is right now, my boiler is broken and I'm have to be doing the show wearing my winter jacket, but it happens. C'est la vie. Welcome to the show. What we do is we talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness and bring you up to your optimum self to make you the greatest you, for you to understand that the God that exists is you. And that somebody's going to save you would be yourself. All the things that we've done in our life thus far had been a thought that we've had from day one, or when we were consciously aware of who we are, if we've reached that point in our lives. Wake up to your own reality and understand you are your own creator. What you are now was a thought that you've had some time ago. Where you are now was a decision that you may have made, you would have made some time ago. Where you hope to be tomorrow, you have the power and the control to do it now. Therefore, you're fully aware that be kind to yourself. Be kind how you measure yourself. Please don't allow you to fall into self-pity and run down a rabbit hole of negativity. Wake up to your reality and understand when we showed up here on this planet at birth, we came fully equipped. Everything you need to navigate yourself through life is within you. Look no further. Look within yourself. It is hard to do. You're not familiar with it. A lot of us were told to bend our knees and close our eyes and ask for help. Well, you don't have to do any of those things. You just have to realize that you're asking yourself for change. Wake up to that reality. Come into the spiritual existence. Come into the spiritual world where you know what you become is what you've set out for yourself. Please let that be a positive thing. If you're not happy with where you are, you have the power to change it. If you're not happy with the life that you're living, you and only you have the power to make it. If you're not happy, please don't be blaming anybody for your unhappiness. Your happiness is generated by you. You have to know how to find it. Nobody is responsible for your happiness, nor can you make somebody happy. You can enhance their life, you can open the door, but if you think you can make them happy, it's the same thought of trying to bring that horse to the water and making him drink it. You can open the door and introduce them to where their happiness will be found within themselves. You are your own creator. You are the God that exists. You need to know that. We talk about spirituality, and we hope that you understand you are the man. No pun intended, I'm not trying to be sexist, but whatever happens to you, you are in control of that. Wake up to that reality. Wake up to understand if you want change, it starts at home, within you. If you are not happy, it's not the other person's fault. If you're being held captive or restricted or handcuffed or jailed or shackled, it was a decision that you made that would have brought you there. And because you're there, you also have the ability to make that decision to find your way out. Just this week, I was having this conversation with somebody that had fallen into a bad situation many years ago when they were younger, and of course they had to do some time. Many years has passed, and of course the same person told me that was the best thing that happened to him, simply because he was going down a very destructive path that would have led to something a lot worse than being held captive. The point that I'm trying to make is while he was there, he realized why and how he got there, didn't accept being there, and willed to change it with his attitude and his mind. Sure enough, within a record time, it was over, and he's moved on, and he's learned the lesson. Acknowledging that he was the cause of getting there was it was difficult to do, but it was the catalyst that turned things around for him. My point being, if you are in a situation and it's not serving you, you have this ability to change it. And if you need change, you should seek, look within. The information that you require to make that change is within you. A method in which you could use to get to that secret vault, and it's not a vault, it's wide open, you just don't know where it is, how to find it, how to access it, how to utilize what's in it. And I'm talking about what's within you, your personality, your character, and that's all that you truly are, just a breath, and your personality is going to be the guide to your success. You need to know that. The way to get to this, and we say this a lot on my show, is to relax. Take a deep breath. Allow the brain to slow down and not to be thinking of a lot of things all at once. They call it the monkey chatter, and it's going to be confusing because you're unable to focus on many things at the same time. You've also heard me say the multitask thing doesn't work. We just convince ourselves that we're multitasking. All it really means that we're messing something up. We're not paying full attention to it. We say slow things down. Slow the brain down. Slow the mind down. Don't think of a lot of things. Try not to think of anything, which is difficult, and you might never be able to achieve that. However, if you could reduce what you're thinking about from 100 to 1, you're doing awesome. And then you're in the midst of meditation, and you're allowing whatever is within the universe to become a part of you, and vice versa. You're allowing yourself to connect to all that there is, the great big wave. You're allowing yourself to connect to how nature wanted us to connect, like all the other living beings on this planet instinctively gets their instructions from where it needs to come, from where it's coming from, to where it needs to be. We human beings have the same ability. We don't allow ourselves to tap into what's readily available, our guide, our higher self, our higher level of consciousness, our great behavior. We do not allow ourselves to become a part of that simply because we're unaware of it. We don't know exactly where it is. Well, you do. You might be a little confused as to how to access this wealth. The greatest currency you'll ever have is the time that you spend on this planet. And I would suggest that you learn how to use it wisely. Wake up. Open your eyes. Realize that there's a lot more to you than you were being told. Many others will tell you other stories, convince you to live your life their way, may tell you that you are not doing it properly, you're messing up. They're wrong. And the reason I know for sure that they're wrong is simply because they do not know your purpose. They do not know what your life is supposed to be. And too often, we tend to take it up on ourselves to tell others that they're not doing it right. You're wrong. I've always said right and wrong is relevant. The example I use a lot, and I get in trouble for it sometimes, is killing is wrong. But is it really if that person was trying to kill you? You know, we have to do what we have to do to survive. I'm not saying by any means go on out there and take advantage of anyone or anything. That's not how I live. I tend to believe I'm most innocuous the majority of the time. Anyway, we have the ability to create everything we want from ourselves, from life. We have this amazing tool within us. All we need to do is to figure out how to get into that toolbox, open it up, and find the amazing tools that are in there and make them work like most tools are supposed to. If you do have the right tool, you could do any job. The tools that you need to make you realize that you are awesome, the tool is within you. How do I get to this fancy toolbox? Is by figuring out how to open the door. Learn who you are. Know thyself. And to thyself, to thy own self, be true. Be honest to yourself. Allow yourself to live a pure and honest life. You've heard me say many times, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it is wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Practice that. It sounds simple. It's a little hard to do because nobody wants to be honest all the time. You have to agree that the pants does not make your butt look big when you're telling that to your friends. But it's not the pants, is it? It's hard to be honest, and I'm running down a little rabbit hole going on this. We're going to focus on talking about the ability to meditate and to get access to the wonderful tool that belongs to you. We have an amazing life where people have called in and said to me before, if we're the gods, where's our miracles or our great powers or something like that. Well, take a look in the mirror. You will see the God and understanding your life and what you've done in an amazing manner, from your job to your family or to whatever it is that you do, your daily everything. That is the miracle. You go to sleep some point at night and you wake up in the morning. That is a miracle. You figure out that something is wrong and you go to others to have them help you cure it. That is a miracle. Every single thing about us is fantastic. The world is perfect. A lot of people don't want to hear that. But if you don't think it's perfect, well, give me the next one you're comparing it to. It's probably not the way you want it to be. But technically, it's not yours. We try hard to be tolerant. And I think we need to learn more of that, because we're all the same. And some don't want to hear that. We're all the same. We're cut from the same cloth. We've come here by the same method and live pretty much approximately around the same amount of time. We're the same. We may look different, and we may respect or value or follow other some traditions or cultures that may be a little different than yours. But at the end of the day, it's all the same. The food that gives you satisfaction may not be the same that's doing that for others, and vice versa. But it's hard to imagine for a lot of people that we're all the same. We are too busy thinking we're better. You're not. You're different. You see things differently. We're all the same from one cloth. This, all of our entire existence, is a family. One massive family. Yeah, within the immediate family, there's some you don't get along with or you even don't like, and some are awesome. Well, this is the world, isn't it? Some you can't tolerate for more than a minute. And there's days where you just want the other ones. Well, I'm not going to say that, but you get my point. We're all the same. We have different views. This is what makes us a unique world. Wake up. Understand. You have this amazing ability within you to be super, supernatural. Do not give away your time pretending you're someone else. Do not waste your most valuable currency not being your true self. Do not allow these allotted years to pass, you pretending that you're not who you are. To thine own self, you must be true. Wake up. Wake up. The greatness that you seek in the world is within you. And if you bring it forth, others will gravitate towards it because that's what we do. And then you can turn around and be that light that guides us through that dark tunnel that gets us from point A to point B. If that is your purpose and you're not doing it, well, you're cheating me and everybody else who's relying on your greatness to be fantastic and to be that light, be that vessel, be those words, be that surgeon, be that awesome person. If it's only to make me laugh or to entertain me or to patch my broken heart or to fix the brain or something, you still have this ability within you. We all show up with a special talent. And if you think about it, we're all using it to help others to do well. We are one. The food that exists in the planet for us, it helps us. It's our medicine. It also could be very bad because other people are creating their own. But the food that God made or the gods made is the food we should be eating, not the ones that the labs made. They are doing other things to us. I'm just saying. So everything that we need to exist and do well is already here. Yes, we do have advancement in medicine. We're not living any healthier, but there's great advancement. And thanks to that, we're here. But either way, we're going back and talking about how amazing we are as human beings, including you. So it's how amazing you are. Everybody has a role to play in this life. Your purpose, your case, you matter. You just have to know that. If you're watching, I don't know if it's the Montagues and the Capulets, Romeo and Juliet, and that play, if you're familiar with it, I think everyone is, you can't imagine how many people are involved in putting that production together. We're so busy looking at the fighting on the stage or the Romeo and the Juliet, I don't know, and the nurse and whoever else is involved. But what about the carpenter who built the stage or the farmer who made the food so they can eat while they're doing the rehearsal. If there were lights back then, what about the electrician that installed the lights? If there were dressmakers involved, the farmer that planted the food or the truck driver that delivered the food to the restaurant and the chef that cooked it. And you could see how everything is just connected. Everything is connected and it's all connected to you. So yes, we can focus on what we find to be the remarkable part of the show. It's been a long time. It's been many years, but you could look at the actors on stage performing their duty and you haven't looked at what it took to get that person on the stage to do this performing. There's a lot involved, like a mom and a dad, grandparents even. But the interconnection exists for all of us because we're all the same and we're all tied to each other. And that's hard for a lot of people to accept. And what's also difficult is for change. A lot of people are very afraid of change. It's inevitable. Tap into your true self. Change is inevitable, is what I'm saying. Tap into your true self and find who you are. You will be happy with it. You will definitely love what is there. Do not get bogged down by the negativity. It happens. I've been fighting off this cold for a week and it really sucks, but it is not my life. It is just a glitch that will pass. Like everything else, this too shall pass. If you're listening to my show a lot during the days that we were very concerned about COVID and all the changes and all the lockdown, at the end of every time I mention what was happening with COVID, I would finish by saying, this too shall pass. And it's doing that if it hasn't already. If you're not in a very good position, a place in your life, be it a breakup, a loss of a loved one, they're not dead, they've just been transferred. If you are feeling sad or down, please remember, it is not the existence. This too shall pass, will pass. You have this ability to shine all the time and be happy all the time. Can you be happy all the time? Of course you can. The rose blossom all the time, and the sun shines all the time. The river flows all the time. Your heart's beating. If you're hearing this, your heart's beating all the time. So why not be happy? And of course, we've taken these other things into consideration of being afraid. And that is not a good thing. Let's not fear. It's a figment of your imagination. And a lot of the things that we fear really never happens. When we were younger, as teenagers, we're afraid of a lot of things. And now we look back at them and go, my God, what a waste of space. And when your life move on from where you are right now, you'll say the very same thing. The insecurities that we feel when we're unsure of ourselves as teenagers, or we're going through this emotional roller coaster, our young adults or teenagers, and we're afraid of everything. As you become an adult, you realize the things that you feared most didn't happen, and they probably won't happen. It's a figment of your imagination. Now, the danger of being afraid, especially when you think about like illnesses, the danger behind being afraid is you're ordering these things to you. You're bringing them to you. I'm afraid I'm going to get hit by a car. Be careful. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. Please be very careful. Let's not worry about the things. Be concerned, be mindful, do your part. But to waste your time to be afraid is just that. Wasting your time being afraid. Wake up. And today we're going to talk about happiness. Before I say that, sorry, I had a lot on my mind I wanted to get out there, and I did, and I didn't realize the time. I want to thank everybody from all around the world who's listening to the show. People, longtime listeners, as well as our new listeners. thank you very much for coming to Barrington Awaken and being here today. To all the longtime listeners and the new listeners, everybody listening, welcome home. You have found your path to a spiritual awakening, to being awoke, to open up, to realize. Everybody, welcome home. Whew. I had to say all that. I needed to say all that. We want to talk about happiness because that's where we need to be. We definitely need to be happy. And we're going to just go through all these things. And being happy, it's not going to just jump on you overnight, but it should. And happiness is what you deserve. It's a part of the package. You need to tap within yourself to find happiness. Do not fear, including dying, because you don't. You just transform. Be happy is what we're trying to say all the time. And this is where you want your focus to be. You want to be a happy person. And the way you see yourself in a happy, positive life, this is where everything works out for you. And if you're too busy seeing it in a different light, a negative light probably, you're not having much fun and you will go down that rabbit hole. So we want to focus on you finding your happy place and be there all the time. Ask for good things to come into your life and it will. Ask for the change that you need in life. It will show up. Ask for what your perception of happiness is. Be very careful and it will show up. Seek and you will find. Ask and you will receive. Knock and that door will open. Do not allow yourself to doubt that what you're asking for will come to you. When you doubt that, you are blocking it. You're locking the door, closing the drape. Allow yourself and understand that you deserve happy. You have the tool that is required to build happy in your life. Wake up to that reality. So we want to talk about that and how to put yourself on a great path that's going to bring about this happiness that you should seek. You know, wonderful and great relationship or business or success and all these things, they involve great risk. It's very unlikely somebody's going to knock on your front door and give you $1 million. But if you open the door and step out, you're well on your way of achieving it for yourself. I mean, if there's somebody out there knocking doors and giving out money, my address is, okay. So that's not really going to happen. What's going to happen is you've got to take a step towards what you see happiness or how you perceive happiness and things that you want. When you want it, you have to go out and achieve it. Before you open that door and put one foot in motion towards that happiness or that thing that you seek, please put the message in your mind. Let your mind know where you're going. Because if it doesn't and you open the door and you step out, you get lost and confused. If you have a plan, if you have a map, if you have a direction, you go there directly. You step out of the house and have nowhere to go. And when I say step out of the house, doing something without having the mindset to accomplish what you want. If you're going somewhere without a destination, you're lost. You just don't realize it yet. So you put this message in your mind. This is what I want. And don't take that down. Put that bulletin up. Don't take it back down. Leave it there until it shows up, because it will. And this is what we talk about, being into your spiritual existence. You know these things. You will accomplish them. You have to put it there. You see it. It will come. This is why I say be careful of what you're looking at or looking for, because it's coming. Wake up. Wake up to that reality. Just wake up. Do we have any emails there, sir.
We do have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington. Give us a shout right now by email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Andrea writes in, and you did discuss your cold. She says, Barrington, it sounds like you're sick or have a cold. I hope you're better. This is a season where a lot of people are getting colds and flus. Hope you feel better soon. That's from Andrea. Carl wrote in and said, killing and murdering are two different things. I do believe in God, and he never said thou shalt not kill. He said thou shalt not murder, because killing is allowed in self-defense. If someone were to attack you with a gun or a knife or any object, you have the right to kill that person to protect you. That's not murder. That's from Carl. Roxanne says, every time I listen to your show, I go away with positive feelings. Thank you for making me feel like that. I love you. That's from Roxanne. Wow, big fan there. Bernard wrote in and he says, Barrington, you talk about sometimes on your show about the importance of eating healthy and staying hydrated. I was wondering, do you ever or have you ever done any gardening? Do you grow your own food? That's from Bernard. And lastly, Quince wrote in and he says, I wrote in to you before. I'm loving your show. I am a new fan. I have been telling people at work about it. And that's from Quince. And back to you.
Thank you very much, Quint, for that. And loving the fact that you're loving the show and you're passing it out. I'm really excited that you're feeling it. And I also want, for people who are listening to this on a regular, just don't feel it, do it. Just do it. Let it go. Go with it. It'll follow you. I swear I'm not taking you down a path of destruction. It's more of a path of righteousness, in my opinion. I don't know your direction. I don't know your path. I don't even know your purpose. But I do know that if I did meet you, you have a lesson to teach me. And I've always said, please, when you hurt yourself in life, please remember the message and how you got there so you don't repeat it. So thank you very much for loving the show. Thank you for coming to the show and being a part of the Barrington Show and continue to do it. And if you do have a minute to spread the word, you're doing something fantastic, because at some point in your life, I think you're giving this opportunity to other people for them to seek their own happy. Yes, Bernard, I was actually raised on a farm, weird enough, and we did a lot of growing. My siblings and I all just sit there and we kid each other. I planted that tree. No, I planted that tree. Yes, for the first, would say 8-9 years of my life, yeah, we lived on the farm. We grew everything. It was fantastic. And eating healthy is the way to go. I've done the whole thing, and you should follow, knowing that the food is the medicine, as the medicine should be the food. When something is wrong, you could go into yourself and figure out what's wrong. And most of the time, if you sit still and pay attention, your body will crave that thing that's going to make you feel much better. But healthy way, you do want to live and be happy and healthy for as long as you can. For as long as you can. And this is it. The longer you keep the body, and staying hydrated is a great part, and drinking lots of hydrated, definitely. But you also have to know how important it is to rest the body. Our engine was not designed to run 24/7. So you need to allow it to lay still, rejuvenate itself. So when you wake up in the morning, you're fresh as a head of lettuce. I heard that expression my whole life, and I don't even know what it means. But you're fresh and you're ready to go, and everything is fine. I've always said, though, if you're going to meditate, try to hit this meditation early in the morning, because that's when you're freshest, if that's a real word. And when you wake up, you've been sleeping, laying down vertically from about 11 o'clock, allowing everything in the body to rejuvenate, to get a fresh start. And when you do get up around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning without an alarm, you will feel brand new, and you are a brand new person. So you have to allow all these things to happen to you for you to feel fresh, for you to feel strong, healthy, eat good food, rest the body properly, keep it hydrated. Most of the illnesses that we have, and I'm not throwing anything out there negative about the food that we're taking, but it's coming from them. They're making a lot of us sick, and we're addicted to it. And if you go back to a whole food-based diet and eat healthy and rest and do all the good things, and by the way, as best as you can, get rid of stress. As best as you know how, do not cross that path with stress, because it's the common denominator to a lot of the things that we're suffering every day in our everyday lives. So yeah, you want to give the body, and if you're meditating, if you are resting, if you're eating properly, and if you're keeping the body hydrated properly, it will take care of those things. But I assure you, because I'm a product of this environment, and this part of me might sound very hypocritical about healthy this and this, but the lifestyle that I live, unfortunately, keeps me up late at night. I'm doing emails. I'm working a contract. I know it's bad, and I shouldn't be saying all these things to you, because I'm telling you to do what I do, to do what I say, not what I do, which is kind of a hypocritical move. A dick move, I hear people say. But the point being, if you have this ability to take care of yourself, please, that is primary. That is number one. That's the boss. That's the top, because your ship is not going to sail very well if it is stuck on dry land. So get in the mode of taking care of yourself, because that's what we need to do. Roxanne, thank you very much. And you're moving out with positive feelings, and this is what we want to do. Loving me is awesome. I respect that. I thank you very much. You've been listening to the show, obviously, and you're saying you've got great things coming. You walk away with a positive feeling, and the way it uplifts you and all these things. That was what we try to do. But we want you to be able to create this for yourself. What I'm saying to you, all these words, the ideas and the areas, they exist. I didn't create them. They're out there. You're living in this world of a buffet, and everything you need is actually there. Don't overdo it, and take the good ones, the ones that are best for you. And the point that I'm trying to make is everybody's got this ability to rise up and feel fantastic and be great in life. There are times in life you're going to meet somebody that you had a great time with, and they don't see it the same way you see it, and then you learn to walk away from it, and eventually you'll go and explain to them why that had to have happened. But when you grow and you're not happy and you're not feeling success as you're supposed to feel, it's your responsibility to you and everything about your psyche to separate yourself from that environment, because it is dangerous, could cause you harm. It's going somewhere, believe it. You have to be able to stay on a path in which you create your own happiness. Relying on somebody to tell you that you're happy or you think is making you happy is not the case at all. Your happiness, your happy tree grows within. Oh yeah, I like that. Your happy tree grows within, and nobody can water it. Like, nobody can nurture it. No one could take care of it. No one could till the soil, if that's a real thing. It's you, and it's your tree, and you're the one who's in charge of it. You have the ability to make it do well. And when it does, and it blossom, and it produces awesome fruits, you're sharing it, because others will see it, and they will run towards it. Just saying, you are the only one who's responsible for your happiness. Carl, we've gone through this quite a few times, not you and I, but you and other people. We talk about kill and murder, and the Bible does say, the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt, one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill. It is written down in that book, if that's what you follow. And murder and killing is a whole bunch of things. There's many different stages of murder, 1, 2, this, that, so on and so forth. And I don't know all of them, but I do know that I do know for sure that it does say, thou shalt not kill. And I often wondered, what if that person was trying to kill me? That same book coincidentally says you should turn the other cheek. Oh, I'm not there yet. I'm still at the person, you know, it does say turn the other cheek. And I think it means to forgive more than to you smack on the left side and I adjust so you could smack me on the right side. I'm not sure if that's what it's all about. And I think that's how it's being interpreted. But I think it means forgive and do not carry luggage, because that weight you carry does not impact the person who's dealt the first blow. It impacts you. And there you go again. You're walking right down the street of stress. So forgiveness is a must. And I tend to believe that if it says turn the other cheek, that's what it means to forgive. The thou shalt not kill part, it's very touchy, very hard, and it's really a thing. But we have the right to protect ourselves, and we do have the right to live the life as we need to live. And there's a huge difference between killing and murdering. I agree. I totally agree. But if somebody was trying to take me out, I am going to do my best to stop that from happening. Andrea? Yeah, I do. I'm a little off today, if you can hear that. It's been a rough week for me. It's been very busy. A lot of driving around and going to different cities and doing different things and journeying all over the place. And I caught a cold, because that happens to us. And I do try to get my rest and my vitamins and everything in there. Lucky we have a store called Shoppers Drug Mart that sells everything you need to kind of put you out so you can repair the body from within. And I've been relying on them. I'm feeling better. I'm a little stuffy. Good ear. Good listening. But this too shall pass. It didn't get me down. I didn't stay home much. And I got up and got running, because if it's going to catch me, it's going to catch me in a running mode. That's who I am. Thank you for that show. Today thank you for that email. We want to talk about happy, and I'm not getting there because everybody seems to be talking about it. I mentioned that if you want to accomplish things in life, it does take a risk. If you want to get wealth, it does take a risk. If you want to be the star of that show, or the CEO of that company, or the manager of this department, or whatever the case may be, you have to put yourself out there, and it is risky because you've got to do what it takes. Do not allow yourself just to fall in the back seat and accept that of your life. If you have great wisdom, you have to share it. And we all do. If you've got great wisdom, you have to share it. If you learn all the rules, you'll definitely know how to break them properly and not get yourself in a lot of trouble. Spend the time learning all the rules. Your great love and great achievement involves great risk. You have to know that. If you lose something, please do not lose the lesson from the something. Remember the lesson. That's important than what you may have lost. Because without the lesson to it, you might repeat losing that again. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. I can't get into that one deep enough. When you do, automatically you will respect others. Not the fictitious respect that you may have for yourself, but respect yourself. At all time, you want to be able to hold your head up high and feel proud of the life that you've lived. Ask for forgiveness if you've got the sins you need to get rid of. But respect yourself. And please, do respect others. It starts with you. You must be, at all time, responsible for your own actions. Do not rely on anybody, to pick up the slack for you. You're grown. You need to be responsible, fully responsible for you. Act responsible. Learn that you have responsibilities as life journeys. Learn that. And as you take up these responsibilities and do them as you're supposed to, the burden is off other people, and your life will sail smooth. Respect the fact that we have compartments to our existence from day one until day end. At a certain age, you're supposed to be doing this. If you've missed the window, get over it. At a certain age, you're supposed to be doing that. If you've missed the window, get over it. I don't think you should be trying bungee jumping in your 60s. This is what I'm saying. But hey, you know, that's just me. Or canoeing the rapids of a, you know, a bad, I don't know. There's a window for you to enjoy and be youthful and jump and frolic and dance and party. And then there's the time where now you've been there, you've done that, you've got the t-shirt to prove it, move to the next window of opportunity. It might be now you build your wealth or you raise your family or you study or you spend quiet time to yourself or relax and take it easy. But there's a window. Take a look if you're standing in the window. When you look around you, are you the 48, 50-year-old in the club with the 19-year-olds? You might have missed your window. Just take a good look and see if you're standing in the shadow in the spot where you're supposed to be. That's important. Spend some quality time alone every day. If it's that 2 minutes you laying on your bed before you put your foot on the floor to get up and go do what you're doing, just reflect on you. Take a pause, maybe before you meditate or just after you meditate, but take a pause and acknowledge thyself. Who am I? What am I? Where am I? Just give yourself that self question. Ask, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I where I'm supposed to be? Am I in the right window I'm supposed to be in? Give yourself that break. Do not let a minor little dispute injure a great relationship. Suck it up. Put on your big drawers and act like the responsible person you should be. Do not let a small minor dispute injure a great relationship. You will regret it. When somebody, and I thought this was very funny, when the couple is fighting over the toothpaste cap that's not being replaced or the toilet seat that's not being put down or left up, whatever, that's not the cause. It's coming from somewhere deeper. And we all know that, where your shoe's not perfectly angled at the front door. It's not about that. But let me just say this. Do not let the little dispute, little minor dispute, injure a great friendship. If you make a mistake, you're going to have to move immediately to correct it. And please, if it's necessary, apologize. Don't be the arrogant one. We all make mistakes. If you make a mistake, move immediately. The minute you recognize that, you move immediately to correct it. Accept change. But don't let go of your values. Your values is what makes you you. The unique part of you is your values, but be willing and tolerant to accept the changes. Remember this. Silence is sometimes the best answer. Silence is sometimes the best answer. Just practice that. Okay? It is a blessing to not always get your way. Recognize that. It's a good thing that you're not always getting your way. Pout and stomp your feet and stick out your mouth or whatever they do when you're pouting when you're 7 years old. It's not supposed to last throughout your entire life. It is a blessing in some cases when you don't get your way. I said before, if you have knowledge, you got to be prepared to share it. Be very kind and be very gentle with yourself and the earth. It is one of the same. Treat yourself to what is required. And I've said this in the past, every once in a while, you go find something new. challenge yourself by doing something new. A great relationship is one where your love for each other exceeds the need for each other. A great relationship is one where your love for each other exceeds the need for each other. Measure your sacrifice, measure your success in life by what you've had sacrifice to achieve it. When you're telling yourself, I have done well, I'm very successful, step back for a minute. And you know those 2 minutes I said to lay on the bed and reflect on your own life? Step back and say, what did I sacrifice to accomplish where I'm at? We're going to take, see if there's any more emails and answer them. Here.
Okay, and there are a couple more really quick here. Bonnie said, she just wrote in to say, thanks for the show. I'm enjoying it here with a nice cup of tea. Okay, Bonnie, thank you. That's from Bonnie. Rick says, Barrington, do you pray? And if you pray, who do you pray to? That's from Rick. And Paul wants to know if we are responsible for our happiness. Who's responsible for our sadness? That's from Paul, and back to you, sir.
Okay, Paul, that's a simple one. You are responsible for everything, sir. You're happy, you're sad, you're glee, you're gloom. You've created that sadness, and I said that with a smile on my face, but you did create it, and you labeled it, and you interpreted it. What you may see as sad and unhappy, others may be loving it. It's a joy. It's a label that you put on it, but you are responsible for your own happiness. You're the cause, usually the cause of your sadness, and nobody can get into you unless you allow them, and I've said on this show many times, another person's opinion of you is really none of your damn business, and take that to heart. Another person's opinion of you is none of your business. So what they're saying, what they may have said, what they're saying about your race, your culture, your history, your religion, about you, your work, your whatever, it's none of their business. You're you. You've got this. Rick, I do not pray. And if I were to do that, I would be doing it to myself. I meditate. And I've always said that when you open yourself and you expose yourself to all that there is, it's the same as prayer. If I say, you know, bring me a good dinner, I am talking to the higher self and it will come. You know, if I say, give me a big house, I will get the opportunity to be able to create the wealth to afford the big house. I don't think a big house is going to show up on the back of Amazon anytime soon. Back of Amazon delivery truck is what I meant to say. But you have the ability. And when a lot of people don't, you know, you want $1 million and you're probably thinking it's going to come, you know, in a bag and it sits on your front porch. The porch pirates would be happy with that. But that's not how it works. You're going to have the ability to go out and create your own by having the strength or the acknowledgement or the means of understanding how to get your own. It will not just showing up at your door. Do I pray? No. I used to a lot when I was younger. And then I decided I can meditate and get the same results. But I do realize if I was praying, Rick, I'd be praying to me, the God. You pray to you, the God. And I've always said, be very careful of what you pray for because you're going to get it. And be mindful of that and be, you know, make sure you have it. And if you're praying for it and it's not coming, there's a good chance it was never to be a part of you. Imagine praying for a great amount of money. And when it does come, you have a whole bunch of enemies who wants to take it away from you. All of a sudden you're like, oh, damn, that backfired. That was my boomerang effect. Be careful what you pray for because you will get it. Rick's question, do I pray? No, I meditate. I haven't been doing that much lately, but yes, I generally meditate and I don't pray. If I wanted to ask myself for something, I will just state it out loud. I want this. I want that. I need this. I don't need that. Oh, why can't this one leave me alone? And it all happens because I mean it and it does happen. Bonnie, thank you very much. And I hope you're enjoying your tea. It's a great thing. I hope it's green tea because apparently it's awesome for you if that's what you want to do. Thank you for enjoying the show. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you very much for taking the time to call, to email us. Enjoy the tea. I also, while I'm on it, I want to say to all those who's been sending their questions and also just saying hello, love the show, their salutation, whatever they want to do. I appreciate that. This has been a crazy week for me. I have not been able to get to the emails as I usually do, but I have seen them all. I just haven't had the time to respond to them. I appreciate you doing that. We love you over here at the Barrington Awakened Show. You can always send anything you want to say, ask, whatever. awaken1308@gmail.com is where you will see us, and you can check out our web page there, HEAMI Barrington Awaken, wow, is as where you're going to also see our website. 1308@gmail.com is our email address. Whoa, that was a mess. Anyway, thank you for being a part of the show. We got a few more minutes and we're going to talk about, I want you to be happy as you should want yourself to be happy. Somebody just called and asked about praying. And it's quite possible. And I've always said that if you believe that there is a person up there other than you listening to your prayer, you're well on your way of knowing that your prayers are being heard. And for everybody who's ever prayed, you have to understand that all the prayers are going into the same central station, like the trains coming in from everywhere or the airplanes flying into the airport, and it's going into the one central station. It's our higher self, our higher level of consciousness. If you are going to be praying, ask for the load to be lighter. Ask for the strength to endure the weight or the load that you may carry. Ask for the wisdom to understand what it is. Ask for greater level of consciousness for you to be aware of what's going on. Please don't be asking anybody for a whole bunch of money and a big house or fancy car or, you know, a chance to meet that girl across the street or guy. You know, be conscious and ask for the things that will endure, will benefit your life. When you get there and you get it, you now know what to do. Do not ask for that, an abundance of anything, because it will come and then you won't know what to do with it. Like I said, if you ask for this great amount of monies, it'll show up because that's what happens. This is how life works. But what are you going to do with it? Do you have a plan? And it comes with contingencies, like the people that's coming to borrow it from you or steal it from you. Or just assume that it's the wealth is for sharing. It's wealth is for sharing. Ask to be guided to wisdom and understanding. Ask to be taken care of. Ask for good health. Let that be on the top of the list. Good health. Because without good health, or health in general, you're not going to do very well. Open your eyes. Respect the fact that the older person in front of you is you. And in this day, you get a chance to see how you'll be treated by how you react to that person. Be kind to everybody. This is what we're supposed to do. For the last minute or so, I want to talk about your meditation. All that you've heard today, and today I was going, maybe it's my cough medicine, but today I'm going at a different speed, and that's kind of cool. I'm listening to what's being said, and I want you to follow it for yourself. Be kind and be happy. That is priority number one. Get into meditation, sit down, empty the brain, let the thoughts be gone, and try to hold it. You will never have a moment without having a thought for, you know, but once you get it, let it go. Do not dwell on it. Allow yourself to sail through this passage. Live your life in a happy manner. Do not allow yourself to skate down this tunnel and go down a negative path. And you need to understand that most people are not feeling great about themselves. And I think they need to everybody need to step back and appreciate the fact that the God that exists is absolutely you. Wake up to that reality. Please give yourself 3 minutes in the morning to practice your meditation, 3 minutes at nighttime to practice the meditation until you can change the 3 to 15 to 3 hours and you become awesome of it and live a fantastic life. Do not allow the negative aspect of life or the minimal things that happen to you in this life to slow you down. Be into spirituality. Be into yourself. Understand that you are the flame. Now, you could be hot and you know, and big, or you could not. But I choose for you to take a path in understanding that you are the greatest miracle that has ever happened. You just have to use that tool. You're sitting in a Maserati, and you know, the engine is doing well. All you got to do is press the gas and go. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you being there. To everybody all around the world, thank you and have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.